Next up, we open a public hearing for LD 1567, an act to equitably fund Maine's climate change mitigation efforts. And we will bring in Representative Kessler to introduce his legislation.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can, yes.
Okay. Just a quick disclaimer. I may experience some technical difficulties this morning. I'm Zooming on two devices because the processors are not that great while my main laptop gets prepared. So, good morning, ENR committee members, Senator Renner, Representative Tucker. I feel like this is the sister committee to EUT. We share the analysts and share the same goals. And so I'm glad to be before you this morning. I would disregard if you're looking at my written testimony that I submitted, just close your tab. I'm not going to be reading from it. What I have to say, I think, is really more important in terms of explaining the background of this bill and why I introduced it. So one of my main motivations is to increase the pace of weatherization in the state. And I've been trying for the past 3 years now to get state funding to a level in which we can meet the state's weatherization goals. And we have in the Climate Council report, we have set the goal of weatherizing an additional 17,500 homes by 2025 and more so after that. And Efficiency Maine achieves this funding for the program through various means, but how Efficiency Maine typically works very simply is that they get money from electric ratepayers and natural gas ratepayers. We all pay a small fee on our bills to go towards efficiency. And so the way that they use their pot of money, the electricity surcharge goes towards electricity conservation, same with gas. In the heating fuels and weatherization fund, there is a provision written in there for a fee on heating oil. But as a legislature, we have never placed a fee on that to fund the reduction of the use of those fuels. And this has been the case for since Efficiency Maine was founded over a decade ago. So in my efforts as a legislator to address this problem, I have introduced bills in the last legislature that went down in flames. And also trying like heck to do that this session. And this is one of those bills. So it's really important to understand that Maine is extremely dependent on heating oil and fossil fuels. And not only are we dependent on that to just fuel our basic infrastructure, but all of that money, over $5 billion of Maine's hard-earned money leaves the state every year. We don't keep it here. And that gets into, you know, our home heating infrastructure, transportation, all the stuff that we've been wrestling with for years. But also, we've been extremely dependent on the federal government to bail us out every decade to meet our basic infrastructure needs. In 2009, we had ARRA, and the state received an influx of money to deal with weatherization there. As you see right now with the American Rescue Plan, we are using that money to finally make needed investments in broadband, which we know has been lacking for many years in rural Maine. And so planning for the future requires that we invest in our future. And I see investing in infrastructure as majorly important, and housing and energy is really core infrastructure. So to give you a little bit of context of what we need to meet that weatherization goal, the goal is an additional 17,500 homes by 2025. And as I explained how Efficiency Maine is funded, because we haven't had that full money to go towards that program, we've been taking from other sources like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and the Forward Capacity Market. And as we all know, we're all wrestling over those funds too to fund projects like Representative O'Connor. She had a bill about solar recycling, and we hear various bills in EUT to fund projects with that money as well. Last session, we took some of that money that went towards weatherization, and now we're using it all for heat pumps now. So we keep wrestling for what I view as crumbs for the scale of the problem that we face, which is reaching a decarbonized economy that is also in that process doing so in an equitable way that is not going to harm Maine's poorest. And as a reminder, over 10% of our state lives in poverty. That is completely unacceptable. So we have to keep these things in mind when we are looking at raising taxes, creating new programs, what impact that's going to have on Maine's most vulnerable. So in order to reach that 17,500 goal, right now we're spending about $3 million per year with REGI money. We need to spend an additional $12 million per year to do that. And so this is where this bill comes into play here. So one thing that I have to also put out there is that I didn't write this bill. I was actually extremely hesitant to introduce this bill because I know that increasing any fees or taxes is it's a political hot potato. And I want to make sure that, we're not creating a political mess and fueling a fire that's just going to be used for campaigns in 2022. I really want us to tackle this problem. All of us put our heads together for a truly logical solution here. So this particular fund, I learned this week that the DEP is actually expecting a revenue shortfall in the coming years. And so that throws a little bit of a wrench into this bill because, of course, cleanup and preventing environmental disaster is majorly important. And that's what this fund is primarily used for. And this particular bill takes what has historically been returned or shut off and just channels the leftover money to a climate mitigation fund. So where we can actually fund these projects sustainably into the future rather than depending on the federal government to do it for us or to try to think of some other magical tax scheme that is impossible to get implemented in the legislature. So and for some perspective here too, in order to fully fund just weatherization to the scale that we need, that $12 million could be taken care of with 4.5 cents per gallon of just heating oil. So that would mean for the average house that burns about 800 gallons, that would be about an extra $35 per year. And so that's just an example of what would be required. And you can say that is not that much, but it may be a lot to a household that struggles to provide for themselves and pay the bills, which goes again to really needing to look at this in an equitable way and how can we craft a policy that's going to insulate, no pun intended, those who can least afford it. So this bill needs time. And we all can see right now that the session is pretty hot and heavy now, and our workloads are just exponentially increasing. And I would request that this committee consider allowing this as a carryover bill so stakeholders can have more time to work on it and have a policy that is fair. And but it's very important to just understand that this has just been a sacred cow that has been untouched. And I think it's long past time that the burden of investing in energy efficiency, investing in the infrastructure that we need to respond to our changing climate and decarbonization should be borne by all. And it's primarily borne by electric ratepayers right now. This particular fuel source needs to do more to pitch in. So I appreciate you listening to my heartfelt testimony, improvised, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Representative Kessler. Does the committee have any questions for Representative Kessler? All right, not seeing any. Thanks for joining us. And next up, we'll bring Sherry Kelly over from the DEP.